I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media. Budget struggles are not just limited to the state capital. Richard Elias, the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, joins us to talk about the county budget, beginning with the revenue side of the equation.
Well, I think the county has made some good decisions in the sense that we're trying to be good stewards and fair to the taxpayers of Pima County. We're primarily dependent on property taxes for our general fund. Expenditures, obviously. And this year we're reducing the tax rate by about 20 cents on the primary side and about an additional 20 cents on the secondary side. So what that does is reduce the amount of income that we're going to receive or that ultimately we could tax people for.
Now, reductions, especially right now, as budgets are shrinking, aren't something we're hearing a lot about. A lot of other entities are having to increase ways of finding revenue. How is the county so lucky as to be able to make some reductions?
Well, I think it's due to an odd real estate market that put valuations extremely high over the last several years. However, we live in a community that experiences tremendous growth. So what we're trying to do is balance those two issues of increasing services due to growth that we have surrounding us, and we're meeting those needs by accepting that increase in valuations related to growth, but we're also bringing down the tax rate so that we show people that we are interested in them and we do care about them. That's on the primary side. On the secondary side, flood control, library district, stadium district, debt service, those kind of things. We're working hard to try and keep those in line. We worked at increasing the library budget over the last couple years. We found that that's stable now, so we're able to reduce that down. We've gotten ourselves back to a level of fair spending for a community of our size. We're also using our budget stabilization fund that we've had in place for several years. We've been squirreling away money for a rainy day. Well, that rainy day is happening. In fact, there's probably a hurricane in some parts of town, but most everybody's experienced some amount of precipitation, shall we say, in the form of the economy being tougher for everybody. So recognizing that, we're using that money that we had set aside and showing that we've tried to practice good, sound financial management over the last few years.
In hitting that rainy day fund, as it is so commonly called, will there be enough left in the fund after this fiscal year
We're going to spend it down this year because we realize that the need for services is dramatic too because of those same tough economic times. People need more human services, require more health services, and somebody has to be there to try and replace the dollars that have been lost to federal grants. And ultimately, those revenue sources that are passed through from the state that are going to become more difficult for us to be able to have. It might put us in a more difficult situation next year, but hopefully the economy will improve to some degree and we'll be able to sustain ourselves during this year.
I was going to say, doesn't that a little bit of a gamble for next year? But
it's always a gamble, but given the tough times that people are going through, we recognize that the need for services is great and that we have a responsibility to those people in our community who are the most vulnerable, our children and our elderly for the most part. And we fully intend to provide as many services as we can to those vulnerable populations.
Talking about services, that goes over to the expense side of the budget. How does that side look? Obviously, it sounds like we're going to have an increase in expenses.
We're going to experience some increases. However, we've asked all the departments to look at a 2% decrease and a 5% decrease. Even though we've already set the ceiling by passing the tentative budget, that gives us an amount that is the most we can spend. We can choose to go down from there. But we have some outstanding issues that need to be looked at. First and most importantly, it's important for us to remember that on the expenditure side, from our general fund, 54% of the dollars that are spent in Pima County are spent on public safety. So we don't want to jeopardize that public safety network that's out there. We need to have sheriffs, We need to make sure we support the fire districts and the court operations that we have, not just Superior Court, but Juvenile Court and Justice Court as well, as well as taking a look at the County Attorney's Office and making sure that we're able to take care of those cases that come up, but also defend those people who are indigent as well through the Public Defender's Office. So we expend a huge amount of money on public safety. We don't feel comfortable upending that apple cart right now. But we are asking them to take a look at some cuts across the board in every single department. That said, again, you know, we also spend a tremendous amount of money in public health. And public health services are something that are very important to us because they prevent people from getting sick and costing us all more money when they end up at the hospital very ill.
And of course, this year we rolled out the new Pima County prescription card. However, that didn't cost the county any money, so I guess that was a free benefit.
No, but that's a good example of what public health departments do in this country, along with immunizations, disease control. Animal care is another one that's important to us as well. All of those are very important expenditures, and our responsibilities in public health are codified in the Arizona Constitution. Not even in Arizona revised statute. It's in the Constitution that the county must provide those services. We will continue to do that. In the area of human services, we face some challenges as usual. There's a reduction in the amount of federal grants that have been received. That's been pretty typical for the last 7 years. That has not changed. Right now, we receive the same amount of community development block grant money, which is one of the major sources for programs that are aimed at low-income people, as we received in 1992. So that gives you an idea of how regressive we've been in spending from the federal government.
As you look forward towards the even further out fiscal year, the next fiscal year, are you looking at possible shortfalls as the state is looked at as they're crafting?
Well, and that's the great unspoken, Christopher. We don't know what the state's going to do to us yet. And that's why we're a little reticent and making sure that our departments are prepared to make deeper cuts if need be. So we don't know what the state's going to do. We're going to find out here in the next few weeks, hopefully, if we can get the legislature to act and the governor to be able to sign that budget. That should give us a good idea of what next year is going to look like as well, as we know more or less how tough things are going to be for the state and ultimately how much revenue we can depend on them to supply in the form of state shared revenues.
You've been listening to a conversation with Richard Elias, the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.